Yes?
Here and now, your kingdom.
Let's continue in God's presence. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 8, God tells Moses to take a staff from each of the tribes of Israel and place it before him in the tent of testimony. And in verse 8, it says, "The next day Moses entered the tent of the testimony and saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the house of Levi, had not only sprouted but had budded, blossomed, and produced almonds." Okay? And really, Aaron was somebody that, in this context, God had chosen. We are all chosen ones by the Lord. And as we are in God's presence this morning, let's expect miracles to happen. That staff was a piece of wood, but from being a piece of wood, it budded, it blossomed, and produced almonds. Impossible happened with that. Yeah. And I believe that even this morning, as we continue in God's presence, we can bring sicknesses to Him and expect a healing. We can bring troubles to Him, expect deliverance. You know, whatever you need to bring, bring it to the Lord this morning, and as we just spend time in His presence, expect God to do a miracle in your life.
Gifts, if you're sick, come forward and expect the Holy Spirit to just meet with you now. And if you've never been filled with the Spirit before and you want the baptism of the Holy Spirit, will you come forward? Okay? There's something we have to do.
For the way that you love and the way that you come, for all that you've done and all that you've
I don't want to give up this morning. Look, God is very much here and He wants to break through. We all have those situations. We have something or the other. How many of you are waiting for a miracle to happen in your life? Raise your hand. We all do, isn't it? And we have faith for that. Yes? And faith is always followed by action. Just yesterday at GLS, Craig, famous speaker, but still he has his own weaknesses. And what does he do on the stage? Every time he gets on the stage, he takes that one step forward. And that is what God is waiting to see right now. Wherever you are, if you want a miracle, a breakthrough, take one step. If you don't have place, just come out. This is what God really wants to see. And God is definitely going to honor that. He is going to honor that. Shall we all do that? Let's not give up.
In line with same thing, John 20:19 says that Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. So, some of us are behind locked doors, worried, but Jesus can come inside the locked doors, inside our room, even if we are locked ourselves in, afraid and worried. He can come in. He'll come in splendor inside our room and change the room.
As Manish said, that some are in the locked room. And I felt like for some people, somebody, that you have to come out of your comfort zone. You are so much comfortable in your locked room and you don't want to come out and you don't want to be vulnerable enough to pour out what's in your heart to God. And God wants to do a breakthrough in your life and wants to touch you and heal you.
So, you know, we don't battle against flesh and blood, do we? No. Our battle is against principalities and powers. And in Matthew 16:19, he says, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be set free in heaven." Are keys to be kept in a pocket? No. Keys are given to unlock, open some doors. Doors that have been locked. And he didn't say one keys, different keys. Different keys for different situations. Now, he has given you the keys. You got to just use it. Use it and take into possession what Jesus already died for. It's in your account, but you have to take possession of it. Okay? There's money in the bank, but unless I use my ATM or I use a check, I don't have access to that money, do I? I can have keys, but if I don't put it in the lock and open it, will I get it? There's something like faith without action is? So come on. Prophetically, take a step forward and say, "God, I'm taking a step in faith because I know you have given me keys to unlock difficult situations."
Yes.
Okay? It says your blood has triumphed and avails much. There's a lot that we can do. Why? Because we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Turn to someone and say, "You are more than a conqueror." Not because you're great, because Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen?
Amen.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's sing this song today as a declaration, okay?
Our fight is with weapons unseen. Our enemies crash to their knees as we rise up in worship. When trials unleash like a flood, the battle belongs to our God as we cry out in thank you. buried in the ground. But the grave could not contain you, for you were jo mujhko chuna tha tu hi hai wo jo mujhko sambhalta tu hi hai wo jo mujhko chuna tha.